When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We also had Brian Browning on. I almost said Brian Anderson. I wonder what happened to Brian.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We missed him. We'll find out next week.
Yeah, we'll find out.
It's kind of like this Friday thing.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know.
It's the holiday season.
It's the holiday season.
Your days are all messed up. And yeah,
he's probably got something with kids and shopping and whatever.
So anyway, so we'll have him on next week, especially because we had some baseball stuff we wanted to talk to him about too. So, but we'll get to that next week. So we got the Browns, we got the Bengals, we got Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up here probably in the next 5 minutes. So as soon as he hits the podium, we'll do that. And then, you know, at the end of the show, you know what we're doing, quick predicts. And so that'll be your opportunity to tell us the score of the Bengals-Browns game on Sunday, and then give us Monday morning's headline. DTR obviously getting the start. This week, Jameis Winston a little banged up. He is on the injury report this week, too. So he is listed as questionable for the game, right? So that's where he's at going into this thing. You had a little bit of the injury report before. Miles Garrett's the one I think we're most concerned about.
Yeah, Miles back on the practice field. Shelby Harris, the only one who wasn't practicing. Cedric Tillman and Martin Emerson were the other ones that were in the concussion protocol. They were limited in practice.
If you believe in like matchup predictors, ESPN has the Bengals winning as a 67% chance of winning the game before they even step on the field.
Well, I have a feeling if the Browns are going to win this game, it's going to be in some kind of a shootout manner because the Bengal defense is just so bad. I mean, good golly, this defense is just horrendous. And so we know that the offense is absolutely humming. I mean, you could argue Joe Burrow's having his best season as a pro this year. I mean, you cannot look at the Cincinnati Bengals offense with Burrow and Chase and T. Higgins and Chase Brown and that whole group and for half a second say, yeah, the offense is what's holding them back this year. Like, we're losing games because of our offense. That's not the case. They are slinging it. The problem is their defense is letting every other team on the planet also sling it.
I think the other part of this game too is that the Bengals are not dead yet. They're not 100% dead. They do have the least chance of making the playoffs for any team that has not been eliminated. If they win, they jump up to an 11% chance of making it to the playoffs. But a lot of the hopes and dreams of this team depend on another team that who's sitting in the seventh spot right now, and that's the Broncos. So the Broncos lose to the Chargers last night, and one of the path to the playoffs for the Bengals was for whoever lost last night's game, they would have to lose all three going out, and that's the starting point. I mean, there are other things that are going on to try to get them to the playoffs, but for the Bengals to even have a chance to walk into these last 2 weeks of the season to make the playoffs – they clearly have to beat the Browns. They would move to 7-8. And then they're knocking on the door for the Broncos. And the Broncos, they would need the Broncos to lose their last two games of the season. So that's where it kind of starts out for them. So if you're Cincinnati, you know, you're still playing. You still have life.
And if you're the Browns, you can basically ruin their season. You know, just completely put it to bed. I mean, it's going to be an uphill battle for them to get into the playoffs. But boy, they drop one and they're done. And that's the end of it. So if you're the Browns, I mean, at least you got that to play for. Is you could play spoiler the rest of the way for a couple different teams and make their lives a little harder than they need to be.
Yeah, I'm pretty much, I would think, well, I don't know where the Broncos are sitting at, what, 9-6, and the Colts are 6-8. I would think that, the AFC is pretty much locked up already. Chiefs have the top spot, Bills are in second, Steelers are in third, and all three of those teams have double-digit wins. Chiefs have 13, Bills have 11, and Steelers have 10. And then the Texans are sitting there right after that at 9-5. And so they're in. Who else is in? The Lions, the Eagles, and Vikings over on the NFC side. And, you know, you're looking at who's – there are only three teams from the NFC have been eliminated so far, the Bears, the Panthers, and the Giants.
Yeah, the NFC is really bunched up and is going to be a whole lot of fun down the way. The AFC is basically turned into – The cream rose to the top and everybody else sank to the bottom. And, you know, I think the Dolphins and the Bengals, I think, are the only two that are left that we're not 100% sure. Chargers as well.
It kind of makes me wonder how the Ravens are going to look at that last game of the season against the Browns. Let's just say, it's Steelers, Baltimore this week, right? Steelers Baltimore this week.
Oh, so, yeah. This is a big boy game.
Yeah. So whoever wins that game is going to have position for winning the AFC North.
Now, well, yeah. And they'll host a playoff game.
Yeah. Do they have an outside shot of having the first week off, the first round of the playoffs off? No.
It would depend on the Chiefs. Yeah.
The Chiefs at 13-1. No one's messing with them.
Yeah.
That's a three game ad. And then Steelers are the next team that would be on there. The Bills are the only team that if you were hoping you could, because you're only a game behind the Bills. So if the Steelers win this week, they jump to 11-4, and the Bills jump to 11-4 if they lose. I'm just looking at the scenarios this week, but the Bills are playing New England this week, so I'm expecting the Bills to go to 12-3, right? I don't think that that's too crazy.
Weird things happen in the NFL, man. As we all know, any given Sunday, anything can happen. It's part of the reason that we all pay attention to this, and especially this time of year, where you're dealing with a boatload of injuries and you've got these teams that are like, okay, the only thing we've really got to play for is to ruin somebody else's day. And maybe that's enough of a motivator to get a team like the Patriots moving. I mean, Drake May can sling it. Like, they've got a quarterback. It's just everything else that you look at with the Patriots. It's like, that's not ideal. That's not what you're looking for. Christian Gonzalez looks like a winner. I mean, that's the other side of it too. He definitely looks like a winner. He looks like a guy you can build around. But the rest of that team, it's kind of... So, as funny as it sounds, we haven't had like a full-blown, like, what the hell type week in the NFL in a good period of time. So, that could easily be on the horizon. I mean, you know what I'm talking about? Where all of a sudden, like, the top-tier teams all drop one and everybody's sitting there going, what is happening? You know, the minute you think you have it figured out, it all flips on its head. And the Browns could easily be one of those. Look, I can't see this game being low scoring. But the weird thing is, like, I say that, and the other part of my brain kicks in and goes, boy, Jim Schwartz and Kevin Stefanski always seem to stifle Joe Burrow. Like, they always seem to make life
really hard. It is weird. Like, when I watch Joe Burrow play the Browns, it's like he's playing another team from another world.
Right.
It's like bizarro Joe Burrow.
It kind of is.
And maybe he's due to have one of those giant games against the Browns.
Could be.
You know, you look at it, last week they play against a team that had six turnovers, and guess who else had six turnovers? The Browns. So,
yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It just seems for some reason, from the minute Burrow has entered the league, he has been able to roll against a boatload of other teams. You know, everybody else, they go through that offense just hums. You know, yeah, they got offensive line issues, but Burrow's able to just dodge his way out of everything. I mean, it's a flat out Houdini act back there. It's, you know, watching him get away from pass rushers, like watching Michael Jackson dance. I mean, a guy just dives and weaves. It's unbelievable. And then all of a sudden, the Browns come to town and Burrow only throws for like two touchdowns. They keep him under 300 yards. Like, it doesn't look like the Joe Burrow offense where he's just peppering T. Higgins and peppering Ja'Marr Chase over and over again and nobody has an answer. Now, who knows? If the corners don't come back for this game, it might be a different one. They might, you know, Denzel Ward, go take on Ja'Marr Chase and good luck to you. And come on, kids, let's do the best we can with what we have. You know, I mean, that's the bummer of this whole thing with Greg Newsom being done for the year, and then Martin Emerson on top of it. We'll see.
All right, let's take a quick timeout. Get lined up, though, for quick predicts on the other side of it, too. 216-474-0090.